ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ लॉर्ड कृष्णा has given the essence of Vibhuti Yoga in the first 11 verses, which we have already covered, and the main points that Krishna discussed here is that Lord is the material cause of the universe, by which the Lord meant that Bhagavan alone is manifesting as the universe. Because the material cause alone expresses as the product. And by which Krishna indirectly pointed out that there is no such thing called world, there is no substance called world, because there is no product at all substantial, separate from the cause. Cause alone is the only substance. Effect is nothing but nama and rupa, name and form added to the cause. Which means, since the world is a product of the Lord, which has emerged from the Lord, Lord is the only substance and appearing as the world with varieties of nama-rupa. And appreciating the world as the very manifestation of the Lord is called Vishwarupa Darshanam or Virat Darshanam. Vishwarupam means Vishwam Eva Rupam Shariram Yasya Saha. The Lord whose body is nothing but the very universe itself. The universal Lord is called Vishwarupa, and another name for Vishwarupa is Virat. Virat means Vividham Rajate iti Virat, derived from the root Raj, to appear, to manifest. So Virat means that or he who appears in manifold form. In fact, every material cause can be called Virat. Gold can be called Virat because gold alone appears manifoldly as bangle, chain, ring, ityadi, vividha rupena rajate prakashate. Similarly, Bhagavan is called Virat because he himself appears as Akasha, Vayu, Agni, etc. And the one who appreciates this Vishwarupam is called Virat Bhaktaha. And Lord Krishna said, for a Virat Bhakta, a special temple is not required to invoke devotion. In fact, for him, devotion is the basic thing which is there in and through all transactions. Because the Lord never goes out of his mind, out of his sight. And since he appreciates the Lord everywhere, he has got satata bhakti or nitya yuktaha he is. And Lord Krishna pointed out, for such a virat bhakta, nirguna brahma jnanam is closer. For those people who are worshipping personal God, nirguna jnanam is farther. From personal God, nirgunam brahma, a person cannot directly reach. Between personal God and nirguna Ishvara, there is an intermediary step. And what is that step? Learning to appreciate the universe as the manifestation of the Lord. Which means I have got an expanded mind. Only a mind which has expanded sufficiently to appreciate the universe as the Lord, only such a mind can discover I am the very substratum of the entire universe. I am the infinite nirgunam brahma. To discover, I require an expanded mind. And therefore, Krishna said, for virad bhaktas, vishwarupa bhaktas, I will provide all the facility for gaining nirguna jnana. Thus, eka rupa bhakti to aneka rupa bhakti to arupa bhakti, all the three levels are indicated in the first 11 verses. And with this, the 10th chapter is actually over, because everything is the glory of one Ishvara only. But Arjuna feels that he should get a list of, an enumeration of the Lord's glories available both here and elsewhere. And therefore, in the following verses, beginning from the 12th, which I introduced in the last class, up to the 18th, Arjuna makes a special request. Hey Krishna, I know everything is your glory, but I would like to have an exhaustive enumeration of your glories. And before seeking this favor, Arjuna wants to please Krishna. As I told you in the last class, never go and ask for a favor directly. You should know the method. So go and apply in maska navamachango. And that is why in the Shiva temple also, we never start with chamakam. Chamakam is never the beginning. Before chamakam, what do you do? Rudram, which is otherwise called namakam. Rudratuku peru namakam nu peru. Why it is called namaka? Because you say namaha. Namo bhavaya cha rudraya cha namah sarvaya cha pachupataye cha namo neelagrivaya cha chitikanthaya cha namah kapardine cha vyuktakeshaya cha. Namaha, namaha, namaha. How you glorify Lord Shiva, and to such a wonderful Lord I offer namaskara. And when Lord Shiva hears all this glorification, he is extremely happy. And when he is in such a happy mood, before his mood goes out, because we are worried, because our mood doesn't stay for long. So we are worried Lord Shiva also will lose his mood. And therefore, before that happy mood goes away, you want to present a list of demands. And therefore, immediately after Rudram will follow Chamakam, and generally they will chant it in Rajadhani express speed. Because if you chant slowly, before it is over, Shiva may lose his mood. And therefore, Vajashtame, Pradhavashtame, Praidishtame, Pradishtame, Dhidishtame, Kradishtame, Swarashtame, Shlokashtame, Shravashtame, Sudishtame, Jyodishtame, Kadapada, Kadapada, you want to complete, because Lord Shiva, as even, he will say, given, 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 given. And then only he will think whether you deserve it or not. But by that time you have got it. So we have been manipulating like that. And Lord Shiva has not yet recognized this, our diplomacy. Anyway, that is aside. Always stuti. And after stuti, you ask for your boon. Arjuna knows this method, and therefore first he glorifies Krishna, and when Krishna is in a happy mood, he will ask for this vibhuti varnanam. And how does he glorify? He says, He Krishna, Bhavan Param Brahma, you are the supreme infinite Nirgunam Brahma. And you are Paramdhama, you are the supreme and infinite consciousness principle, the supreme light of consciousness, and you are the supremely holy principle, Pavitram Paramam. Everything else becomes sacred because of your association. Whereas you are sacred not because of somebody else's association. You are sacred because that is your nature. And what do you mean by holiness or sacredness? Ananda is called holy. What is holy? Whatever gives me Ananda is holy. Therefore, you are Ananda Swarupa. Up to this we saw in the last class, we have to see the second line of verse number 12. Therein Arjuna says, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam. And here the interesting thing is, Arjuna is not very sure what is Nirgunam Brahma. Because remember, Arjuna is only in the process of learning. He has not yet become a pakka jnani. And therefore, what does Arjuna do? He enumerates all these things and then he puts within quote, thus those people, the great people declare. Appa enna artham? Enakku nischayam illa. Thus they declare. So these are all put in quote. The completion of this verse is in the next shloka only. Iti ahuhu sarve rishayaha ahuhu. All the great rishis declare like this. Like what? Purusham. So you are the indwelling principle. Indwelling every living being as the very consciousness behind every organ, shrotrasya shrotram, manaso mano manoyati, vachoha vacham sau pranasya pranaha. Every organ is sentient because of the presence of the awareness, and that awareness principle you are. Indwelling every inert body. So, Puru here refers to Shariram and Sha means the resident. Purushaha means the resident of the body. And that is why when we meet anyone, we do Namaskara. So, our Indian greeting is what? Not hi hi. So, hi-hi is used for buffaloes and cows when they walk on the road. Because they are obstructing your way, therefore you have to drive away. In front of human beings, our greeting is not hi-hi or lo-lo. Our greeting is namaskaraha, namaste. And the namaskara does not go to that person, because we are very doubtful whether the person deserves namaskara. But still we boldly do namaskara, because inside that body is the Lord. And he also says namaste. And therefore purushaha. And shashvatam. So you are in the impermanent body, but you yourself are not impermanent. Therefore, shashvataha, you are the eternal atma tattvam, nityaha anityanam chetanas chetananam, eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman. In Kathopanishad, the nitya ishvara is inside the anitya shariram. Therefore, you are the eternal one. And divyam. Divyam means what? Chetana tattvam. Because body by itself is inert, made up of matter. Sense organs by themselves are inert. Even mind, according to our shastra, is inert, subtle matter or energy. And if these inert organs are functioning, it is because of the Chaitanyam, and therefore the Lord is called Divyaha. Divyaha means Dyotana Swarupaha, Swayam Prakasha Rupaha, self-evident consciousness. And Adi Devam, and you are the primal God, who was existent even before the devatas came into being. So even before Brahmaji was born, you were there. So first from the Lord Brahmaji arises. In the Purana, you know, from the navel of Vishnu, Brahmaji comes. And from Brahmaji, all the other devatas like Indra, Varuna, etc. are born. And therefore, you are a devata who are the Karana devata. All others are Karya devata. And being the Karanam, you are the Adi, existing before all. So, Adi Devam. And then, who is the cause of the Lord? It's a natural question. So when you say Lord is the parent of the universe, then even children will ask, who is the parent of the Lord? Because I know my parent has got his parent. And his parent has got his parent. This goes on and on. So if Lord is the universal parent, who is the parent of the Lord? If you ask, Krishna gives the answer, Ajam. The Lord does not have a parent, because Lord was never born to have a parent. Therefore, Ajam means what? Unborn, birthless. And therefore, only causeless cause, fatherless father, motherless mother is the Lord. And where is he located? Vibhum. Vibhum means the all-pervading one. And all these descriptions, how does Arjuna know? He says, thus the rishis declare. That will come in the next verse, we will read. Ahustva mrishaya sarve devarshir naradastatha Asito Devalo Vyasaha. Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. Arjuna says, I have gathered all these informations from the scriptures given out by the rishis. Sarve rishayaha ahuhu. So all the rishis declare this. Rishihi means a jnani. Rishati janati iti rishihi. So rishi does not mean the one who should live in the forest only, and the one who should have lot of jata, and the one who should have a long beard, preferably white. So they are only the external things. Rishi has nothing to do with external condition. It relates to knowledge. So whoever has got knowledge is the real rishi, even though he is coated, booted, suited, without any of this external thing. So those traditional jnanis declare so. Declare so means you have to connect it to previous loka. So whatever has been said in the previous loka, the rishis declare. And not only the rishis of this world, this bhuloka say so, devarshihi naradaha, and also the sages of the heaven, the heavenly sages. Previously the word rishayaha means the earthly sages, bhuloka rishayaha, devarshihi means devaloka rishayaha. And there are several rishis, and who is the most popular one? Naradaha. Naradaha means the one who gives knowledge to people. Naram means jnanam. Da means giver. Dadati iti daha. Naram is equal to jnanam. So Naradaha means Naram jnanam dadati iti naradaha, the one who is a traveling teacher, mobile teacher. So he travels and educates people. Of course, he uses different methods. Generally, some kalaha he starts. Narada kalaha is well known. But even if he starts some kalaha, some quarrel, it is meant to educate people. Therefore, he is called Naradaha. And not only Narada, other sages also. Asitaha, Devalaha, and Vyasaha. All these three are names of sages. Asitaha is the name of a sage. Devalaha is the name of his son. Asita Putraha Devalaha. And then the next one, Vyasaha. And who is writing this? Remember, Vyasa alone is compiler. Don't doubt, how can Vyasa write his own name? Remember, Vyasa is only quoting what Krishna has said. Therefore, not Vyasa's insertion. So, therefore, all these great sages say so. And even those rishis, I may doubt or I may not doubt, but the ultimate authority is what? Swayam chaiva bravishime. You yourself declare so, and I have got full shraddha in you. The other people may give the right knowledge or not, but you will never mislead me. And therefore, you are Brahman, you are Parandhama, you are Pavitram, Paramam, etc. All these are what? Jacking up, okay, glorifying Krishna. Not that Krishna is going to fall for all glorification. For Arjuna's tripti, he is doing this. Continuing. sarvametadritam manye. Enmam vadasi Keshava. Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim. Vidur Devana Dhanavaham. So whatever glory has been enumerated, I accept all of them as true. Etat sarvam ritam. Sarvameta dritam is there. If you split it, it will be etat ritam. Ritam means satyam. Valid, true, authentic, reliable information they are. What information? Remember that shloka. Which shloka? Verse number 12, the glories are mentioned. So all the glories mentioned in 12th verse, I accept as complete truth. Because mam vadasi Keshava, because you are saying so, and you will never bluff, you are never unreliable, you are pramanikaha. And therefore I accept all of them. And I cannot cross-check your teaching with the other local people because the local people will never know your glories completely because they all have got their own limitation. And therefore, Arjuna says, nobody else knows this fact, you alone are the knower. He Bhagavan, O Lord, Devaha Dhanavaha Te Vyaktimna Viduhu. Even gods do not know your full glory. God means like Indra, Varuna, etc. And this we have seen in Kenopanishad also. In Kenopanishads, when devas were celebrating their victory over asuras, Lord wanted to reveal their limitation, therefore appeared in a mysterious yaksha form, and all the devas could not know even who that yaksha is. And we saw in the story, Vayu went and got humiliated. Agni went and got humiliated. Indra went and the yaksha itself disappeared. And all of them understood that we all have our own intellectual limitation. And thereafter Indra becomes humble and surrenders. I can never know the truth with the help of the limited intellect. Because our intellects are meant to know only the finite things existing within time and space. In fact, our intellect is not even able to understand the Big Bang. And what was there before the Big Bang? You must be knowing what is Big Bang. I don't want to go into that. So when we are not able to understand these things very clearly, how can we know the truth which is beyond time and space? And therefore, Indra becomes humble. Paurusheya pramanams are useless. Paurusheya pramanam means what? Our instruments of knowledge are useless. Therefore, Indra surrenders. Then Umadevi comes, Umadevi representing the scripture Saraswati. So the same idea is conveyed here. Devaha Indra Varuna Dayaha, they can never know you clearly. And Dhanavaha, if devas themselves cannot know, How can the asuras know? Because devas with purified mind, they are not able to know. Then what to talk of asuras with impure mind? They also do not know. Therefore, who knows your glory? There is only one who knows your glory, and that is you. Therefore, I have got the right person. Let me get straight from the horse's mouth. Let me get a description from you yourself. So, he Bhagavan, te vyaktim. Vyakti here means what? Manifestations or glory. Continuing. Swayamevatmanatmanam bhutabhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpate So here interestingly we find that Arjuna is increasing the number of different namas or names he uses for the Lord. So in previous loka he said Keshava and Bhagavan, and in this loka it is increasing He Purushottama, He Bhutabhavana, He Bhutesha, a mini archane panudra. He Bhutabhavana, He Bhutesha, He Deva Deva, He Jagatpate. These are all different epithets of the Lord revealing His glory. And what are those glories? He Purushottama. So Purushottama is a technical word which will be explained in the 15th chapter, wherein Krishna divides the entire universe into three: Kshara Purusha, Akshara Purusha and Uttama Purusha. Kshara Purusha means manifest matter or matter. Akshara Purusha is unmanifest matter or energy. And Uttama Purusha is the consciousness principle. Thus the whole universe consists of only three: matter in tangible form, matter in intangible form, and the consciousness which is different from both tangible and intangible matter. The tangible matter is called Kshara Purusha. The intangible matter, energy, is intangible matter only, is called Akshara Purusha, and consciousness is called Uttama Purushaha. And Uttama Purusha reversed is what? Purushottamaha. So Purushottamaha means the pure consciousness which is beyond matter. And O Lord, you are not the physical body that I am seeing. Your body is only an incidental vesha, but the real you is nothing but pure consciousness. He Purushottama, Chaitanya Swarupa, Chidrupa, and Bhuta Bhavana. Bhuta means all things and beings, the entire universe. Bhavana means creator, Srishtikarta. Therefore, Bhuta means Srishti, Bhavana means Karta, Bhuta Bhavana means Srishtikarta, Bhutani Bhavayati Utpadayati iti Bhuta Bhavanaha. The creator of all. So you are the fundamental conscious principle from which alone the matter evolves, the creation comes, And ultimately the material creation devolves and dissolves in you the consciousness principle. Therefore, he bhuta bhavana and bhutesha. Not only you are the creator of the world, you are also the controller of the world. It is easy to create something. And thereafterwards, we should know how to manage it. Our own children. Okay, we do, but we don't know how to handle them. Adukapra vandama arindhude thonu, you know. Why at all I had children? Similarly, so many things, when they are doing some genetic research, there are some people objecting to this research because some new bacteria or germ may be created and which may prove to be a deadly disease-causing germ and we may not know how to handle. And there are some people who say that AIDS is born out of some misfired research. Well, this is a belief, not proof. So we are worried that we may produce something and we don't know how to handle. Therefore, who is omnipotent one? Omnipotent one is he or she who not only can create but also can maintain or manage. And therefore, O Lord, not only you are Srishtikarta, you are also Sthitikarta, the great manager. Then Deva Deva, which word we have seen before, you are the primal God, the Lord of all God, the controller of even Devatas. Devatas meaning Indra, Varuna, Agni, etc. They control our lives, but they themselves are controlled by you. If you remember, Kathopanishad, Bhayadasya agnistapati, Bhayatapati suryaha, Bhayadindrascha vayuscha mrityurdhavati panchamaha. Even devatas are functioning perfectly because of your control. Therefore, you are deva devaha, devanam devaha, and jagatpate. Jagatpati he means the protector of the world from those people who try to destroy the world. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami. Whenever there is a threat to this world, you yourself find out methods of protecting this world. Therefore, Jagatpate. And why I want to know everything from you? The reason is given in the first line. Swayam eva atmanam vetha. You alone know yourself completely. The other people do not know your glory, O Lord. Only you know. So, Swayam Vetha. And how did you come to know who was your Guru? So, if Lord requires another Guru, then the next question will be what? Who is his Guru? Therefore, Arjuna says here, Atmana Vetha. You know not because of any Guru, but you know by yourself. So, Lord was never ignorant to become a jnani. All the other people were ajnanis, were born ajnanis, and they struggled, went to a guru, and vilindu studied, and at last, slowly, somehow, they became jnanis. But in the case of Lord, you never become jnani, you are sarvajnaha. Therefore, you know yourself by yourself. And therefore, you are the best person. Tell me the detail. Continuing. Vaktumarhasya sheshena. Divyahyatma vibhutajah. Yabhir vibhuti bhir lokan. Imam stvam vyapyatishthasi. So up to the previous verse is glorification, the namakam part. Now comes the chamakam part. Chamakam part means what? He is going to start for favors. He says, Vaktum arhasi. You should teach me. Arhasi is a mild commandment. Humble commandment. Okay, arhasi. You should teach me. What? Atma vibhutayaha. All your glories, all your manifestation. Atma is here reflexive pronoun, your own glory. And that too, what type of glory is? Divyaha, which are extraordinary. Because almost everything that we do is a glory. Even walking is a glory that we enjoy. We will know it only when we meet the people who are struggling to walk. Go to any place where physiotherapy sessions are going. They are struggling to keep one step forward. Similarly, opening and closing is a glory. We never know because it is working. So, all these glories are called laukika vibhuti. It is great, but still, since it is there so commonly, we don't recognize. Only when one organ fails to function. That's why when somebody said, I am very, very poor, then this person took him to an organ transplant center. Where the cost of every organ for transplantation is mentioned. Kidney, 2,50,000 rupees. Another kidney, rendu spare, 2,50,000. Pancreas, if you have to put insulin, appadhan kada theriyum ungalku. So, insulin. And every body serum or enzyme, if you have to produce a few milligrams, hundreds and thousands of rupees. And he calculated, similarly skin. When skin goes, we take it lightly. But you go to that burn center, where because of burns, they have to culture the skin. And for each square inch, they charge so many. Then he calculated, and it came to 15-20 lakhs. He said, you have got kidney or not? Yes, I have one kidney. 2,50,000 add. And you have got two. 5 lakh. Lung, liver, brain working or not? Irkolio. Is there brain? So many organs and you are the richest man in the world, he said. But we take them for granted because from birth it is there, we never paid money. So Arjuna says, I don't want to enumerate them because we all have got it free. I want you to enumerate the divyaha. Divya means what? Alaukika vibhutayaha. Extraordinary glories, the noticeable ones. You have to tell all of them. Enlist all of them. Yabhihi vibhutibhihi. With which glories? So with those extraordinary glories. iman lokan vyapya tishthasi. You are pervading the whole creation in the form of this glory. So these glories are not found in one corner of the universe. You take anything in the universe, you are present in one glory or the other. So yabhihi vibhutibhihi, with such extraordinary glories, you pervade the whole creation and remain. And such a list of glories I want to get from you. So this is the favor that Arjuna wants. And what is the purpose? Why do I want this? Arjuna gives the purpose in the next verse. Katham vidyamaham yogin tvam sada parichintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya. Arjuna says, the purpose of this favor that I am asking from you is, I will be able to take any one of the enlisted glories, I can use that glory for dhyanam or meditation upon you. Because among the enlisted glories, any one glory will be appealing to me. Some people love flowers. Some people love the sunrise, some people love the ocean. Different things appeal to different people. I can take any one of them and use it as a symbol or alambanam for Ishvara Dhyanam. And thus, every glorious object becomes an alambanam. Alambanam means what? Symbol for meditation upon the Lord. And that is why in our culture we worship anything and everything in the creation. And when we worship anything, we don't worship the thing by itself, but the thing symbolizes the Lord who is behind it. So whether we worship the sun or moon, or tree, or snake, or river, each one becomes a pratikam, otherwise alambanam. Therefore, Arjuna says, cheshu keshu cha bhaveshu, in which all alambanams are glorious objects, can you be meditated upon? Chintyaha means upasyaha. So in what all glorious objects can you be meditated upon? I want that list. Bhavaha means what? A glorious object which you are going to enumerate. Adhile edhavadhu onnu eduthundu, I can invoke you in that. Okay? And by practicing such a meditation, what meditation? Virad meditation. Meditation upon the total Ishvara, but the symbol is what? An individual symbol. Any glorious symbol. It can be even a cow. We worship cow. And you would have seen the picture also on the cow. Different devatas are there. Indicating what? Virad, the total. What is the symbol we use? The cow. But what we meditate upon is the total. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad starts with meditation upon a horse, Ashwadhyanam. And there also the Brihadaranyaka describes each limb of the horse and asks us to see the totality in that one alambanam. Ushava ashvasya medyasya shiraha suryas chakshuhu vata pranaha vyatamagnirvaishva naraha samvatsara atma ashvasya medyasya dyau prishtam antariksham udaram yam prithivi, etc. You take any glorious thing, whichever you like, and see the totality in that. And what is the benefit out of that Virad Upasana? Arjuna says, Sada Tvam Parichintayan. By visualizing the Vishwarupa Ishvara, in any such glorious object, I will later come to know your higher nature. Even in Sandhya Vandanam, first before they start, they have to take the water in the hand. And then they have to look at the water. And you know what is the mantra chanted? Apova idagam sarvam vishva bhutanyapa pranava apas pachava apo namapo mrutamapas samradapo viradapas swaradapas chandagasyapo Jyoti Gushyapo Yaju Gushyapas Satyamapas Sarva Devata Apo Bhurbhu Vasuvarapa Om. I don't know whether some of you feel familiar. Water is one of the glorious things in the creation, and Madras people know that very well. And you take that water in your hand and you say, all the devatas and all the Vedas, all the animals, all the insects, you superimpose on that water. And thereafterwards, that is no more inert H2O, but it is Ishvara for me. Thereafter, apo hishthama yobhuvaha, tana urjeda dhatana. So I invoke the grace of the Lord, who has been invoked in that water. Thus anything can be taken to invoke the Vishwarupa. And by doing that, what will happen? Tvam aham vidyam. I will come to know your higher nature. What is higher nature? Higher to Vishwarupa Ishvara is what? Arupa Ishvara, Nirgunam Brahma, I want to know ultimately. Vishwarupa Ishvara is Sagunam Brahma. From that Saguna, I will come to know Nirgunam. Because remember, without Nirguna Jnanam, no moksha. You can never circumvent Nirguna Jnanam. You can postpone it if you don't like, but you can never avoid it. And therefore Arjuna says, by meditating or visualizing the Vishwarupa in any glorious object, I will be able to come to Nirguna Jnanam later. Therefore give me a list. And the list should be as exhaustive as possible. When you want to buy some clothes, which departmental store we will go to? If there is a store with two options, only green color and red color, only two are there. There is another shop which has got 1,000 varieties. Green lay 25,000 green. Then red lay, so many varieties, so many textures, you will all go to that shop. Why? Because you have variety to choose. Similarly, Hinduism is a departmental store. Where we have got so many symbols of Lord to meditate upon. And other people criticize saying Hinduism is confusing. We say for them only there is a disadvantage, they have no form or one form. Whether you like or not, you have to worship that. But in Hinduism, we have got any form you take, invoke the Lord, and what you call prepare your mind, and come to gain that knowledge and be free. And therefore, upasanartham, I want your glory. And upasana is for jnanartham, for the sake of jnanam. The details we will see in the next class. Harim. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.